We are rolling on a Thursday, hour two of our four on a Buck Off Thursday on 104.9, 101.9, AM 1260. Who needs a buck off? Pat on the back? Or buck on would be pat on the back.
Buck off to Aaron Rodgers. Might as well.
Yeah, go ahead and give it to him.
Yeah.
Any buck off for the Packers, or are they just doing what they do and he's being a diva?
I'm not going to buck the Packers off. They made the mistake a year and a half ago when they didn't inform him, but it's now all on Aaron Rodgers. You can't keep piling on the Packers. They made the mistake. They understood they made the mistake. And what are they going to do? Do they continue to get punished by that guy?
Duke can hold a grudge, it appears.
Duke can hold a grudge, for sure.
It appears. Hey, thanks to everybody that let us know or let me know that Val Kilmer had battled throat cancer.
Mm.
Yeah, we're talking about National Top Gun Day.
Good luck.
And it's also World Cocktail Day, so if you enjoy, you don't have cocktails any longer. You've had lasagna for four straight nights or three straight nights for dinner.
Hello,
so that's good.
Everybody.
That's a good thing.
I didn't realize there was still enough for four more days. I didn't realize that till last night. I thought I was...
Your wife made two pans of lasagna the other night?
No, just one big, huge pan, but I thought that I was like the hero because I got rid of... And then she said, oh, you didn't see the other pan in there. I'm like, oh, yeah, I didn't see that. So what do you do? I mean, is this something that that me and Yogi, your little Yogi Berra, do we
your dog?
Eat that together? Or will she be upset if I feed that to the dog now? That's a problem.
I think the dog would like it.
Dog loves it. Yeah. I gave the dog some last night. But what if I make that as the dog treat within his treats? Is she going to be upset at the fact that I think now her lasagna is no good after 4 days? I think I've proven myself, right?
If she's eaten it for 3 days in a row, I don't think she could claim that you don't like it.
Right.
It sounds like it's pretty good.
It's great.
But you can only eat so much of it, right?
This is a BK meal about to come up now. Just leave it in the fridge here.
Yeah, Brad Kellner.
Because it doesn't matter if it's here a week or two weeks.
Don't give it to the dog. Bring it up here. It'll be gone in like an hour.
That's true.
If you just leave it in our kitchen.
Just leave it on the table there, warm it up?
Yeah. No one even works here anymore. Like, no one even comes to work. It's
how
just
does
us.
Food disappear, though?
And the food is gone.
How does that happen?
It's amazing. It is. It's like socks disappearing from the laundry. How does that happen? Like, you wash a load of laundry and you can never find the matching socks. I don't know how that happens.
You know how many socks you have. Why is one missing?
Always. And you can never find it.
No.
And it's every time you wash a load of laundry, you lose at least one sock. Where does it go?
Out of my house, because my wife folds those things together and stuff.
It's like food here. I mean, you don't ever see anybody eating it. You just come back and it's gone. It's like, what the heck?
You know, they hide and eat here.
All right, so that's how we start a Buck Off Thursday with Aaron Rodgers taking the buck off. Let's pay off your B&E fact of the day. We asked the question on this National Top Gun Day. How much did it cost, the budget for making the original Top Gun film in 1986 when it was released, and how much is it grossed?
Okay, I'm thinking about this beach scene. Doesn't cost much to go down to the beach with all that stuff. Yeah, but those bases with those aircraft carrier, that, I'm going to say $60 million. To make.
No. It cost $15 million in the mid-80s to make the film. And estimates suggest at the box office alone, it has grossed over $380 million. And if you go worldwide, it has grossed over $500 million in total. I mean, the box office is $356.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't include all the DVDs that have been sold. And,
oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a...
I have a DVD. I still have
that.
Top Gun
is a good
DVD.
Investment.
Yes.
I mean, you know, in $15 million for it's like Jerry Jones buying the Cowboys for what he bought it for. Now what he could sell it for. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's like Bridget Jones' Diary. I have a CD of. Yeah, that's right, Zay. I have the Bridget Jones' Diary. That's right.
What?
Yes. But nothing wrong with that. Renee Zellweger.
Let's revisit that.
Revisit that. It's a fabulous movie.
I've never seen this film.
What?
It's the movie where she's like juggling two men and she's all ditzy and clumsy.
Former Yellow Rose lady?
Yeah.
Or Sugars lady?
Yeah.
Longhorn?
Yeah, look at the two men that she's juggling around. They're handsome guys. It works. It works for dates. It works for date night. It's a really good movie that I've seen on numerous occasions. I didn't like Bridget Jones, too, but I did like the original Bridget Jones, yes. With the left-handed dude, the Englishman.
Hugh Grant,
that's right.
Colin Firth.
Yeah, Colin Firth, there you go.
You own this film?
You're going to get a lot of pushback from my people here today because there are going to be a number of people that like Bridget Jones' Diary. And it'll be, I'm going to go in the 70 percentile that men like the Bridget Jones' Diary as a movie to watch with mama.
No, but you had it before you had a mama.
Yes, I did.
So it wasn't just about watching it with mama.
No, you're right. Okay, I like the movie. Okay?
Okay.
Hugh Grant, I like the stuff that he does. All About a Boy. I like that movie. You know?
I'm trying to think. My favorite chick flick. My favorite chick flick.
Yeah. Just straight out
chick flick. As a sensitive male of 48 years old. My power rankings. One.
Show me the money.
Steel Magnolia.
Steel Magnolia?
Yeah.
Good one. Is that the one where somebody dies of cancer?
Julia Roberts.
She dies?
Yeah, she's got, what is it that she's dealing with? She's got a, I mean, she has a kid. Exacerbates.
Didn't watch that, man. I didn't watch
that. You never saw that?
No.
Dolly Parton?
No.
Come on, Sally Field? That's a great one.
You're going to tell me 9 to 5 is one of those in your top 5?
No, I didn't like 9 to 5.
Okay.
No, that's one. Two is Bridges of Madison County with my man Clint Eastwood.
I won and done on that, too.
It's a great film.
One and done.
Kidding me?
That's way too chicky for me.
Bridget Jones' Diary? What are you talking about?
Bridges of Madison County, way too chicky.
Those are
Bridget
my top
Jones,
two.
Bridget
Steel
Jones.
Magnolias and Bridges of Madison County. I've never seen Bridget Jones' Diary.
If I don't throw The Bodyguard in there.
Is that a chick flick?
Oh, The Bodyguard's an anybody flick. Yeah. Yeah,
that's
a chick
kind of
flick.
An opener. That's like Bodyguard. That's like Kevin Costner shooting, killing.
Yes, for Whitney Houston.
Yeah. I don't know if that's actually a chick flick. Like that was like Bridges to Madison County, that's an absolute. Steel Magnolias, I mean, that is 100% chick flick.
Okay, no, I got to see the Steel Magnolias. I got to see it all the way through. I always catch bits and pieces. But Bodyguard, thank you very much for that. Somebody said the movie White Chicks. That's a comedy. Ooh. That is comedy, though.
Somebody said Notebook. Oh, yeah, that's the
yes.
That's Ryan Gosling.
Right.
That's the heartthrob film, Notebook.
It's all right.
Zay, do you have a chick flick that you will admit that you actually quietly like or maybe even own?
Own. You have to own it, though.
Something's Gotta Give. Diane Keaton and Jack Nicholson.
Oh, very nice. Wow. By you, Zay.
Dang, Zay.
Great movie. Keanu
there you
Reeves.
Go.
Great movie.
Something's Gotta Give. Good call right there. That's okay. One that if it goes by, you turn it back and start watching it
no
matter where it is.
Every time.
There you go.
Yeah, Notebook's been mentioned again. Terms of Endearment.
Another one? But I've seen enough of it. I mean, I'm overdosed on that. I will not watch that again. No matter what. Yeah, I've seen it enough times. Yes.
And I like Bridges of Madison County
somebody
just
because. Joe Dirt.
Joe Dirt's a chick flick.
Wait a minute. What is the one with Brad Pitt where he comes to take the father? He's dying. What is that one?
Brad Pitt.
Yeah, Brad
Pitt. Thelma and Louise?
No, he's like an angel that comes and takes.
I don't know that one. You got me on that. All right. Let's get to the headlines.
It's Joe something. It's not Joe Dirt. It's Joe Black.
Meet Joe Black.
You've never seen that, E?
No.
Got to see Meet Joe Black.
I've not seen that.
Or you'll start crying.
Somebody said.
I had a little tear inside of my eye on that.
Somebody said Ghost. Is Ghost a chick flick? With Patrick Swayze?
Yes, it is.
That's a good one, too. That's in the top five. That's top five.
Yeah, but for me, those are the ones that I...
The pottery
five,
scene.
Top five has to be... One of the five will make you tear up, and you kind of turn away that nobody will see you tear up. And
oh, yeah, Steel Magnolia.
Meet Joe Black
when Julia Roberts kicks the bucket, that is boo-hoo time, man.
I got to see that. I have not ever seen that.
It's horrible.
You don't cry at Ghost, do you? I mean, that doesn't make you tear up.
No, it's a good point. No, I didn't.
No, we won't do it for you. Okay.
But Bridges of Madison County, yeah.
Get out of here. The guy was cheating. They were cheating on each other. That guy was cheating. Who's cheating on who? Who was the one who was married her? She was.
She was.
Yeah, her guy.
She
Billy,
was on a farm.
Yeah, well, Billy Bob went in. When did he go away for like a couple days? And then here comes, there's Clint.
Yeah, he went to like an auction or something. He's gone.
And she started cheating on
photographer him. Show's rolling in.
Right.
Let's get to the headlines. It's a Thursday. Buck us off for this nonsense. Let's get to the trending topics. UBO Business Services brings it to you, and we'll start in the National Football League. Released its full 17-game 2021 schedule last night. Did it with all the pomp and circumstance you would expect. It includes the Dallas Cowboys. They're going to play the very first game of the season, Thursday night, September 9, in Tampa, facing the Super Bowl champion Buccaneers. They also travel to Los Angeles to face the Chargers in Week 2, so the Cowboys open on a two-game road trip, then back home for a three-game homestand. Dallas will face the Vegas Raiders on Thanksgiving. Four of their final five games are against divisional opponents. They'll wrap up at Philadelphia on January the 9th. In all, Dallas, by the way, only faces three teams with a winning record from last season. Houston Texans open their season at home against Jacksonville, Urban Meyer, Trevor Lawrence and company. Then they'll travel to Cleveland for a Week 2 game. Also on the highlights for Houston's schedule, they're going to go to Arizona on October 24th and face Kyler Murray and former Texans DeAndre Hopkins and J.J. Watt with the Cardinals. NBA last night, final week of the regular season continues. James Harden returned from his 18-game absence with a hamstring injury and scored 18 points. Dished out 11 assists to help the Brooklyn Nets beat San Antonio 128-116. Mavericks roll past New Orleans. Lakers ripped the Rockets last night. Lakers trying to keep themselves out of that play-in tournament situation. Major League Baseball last night, Astros belted a season-high five home runs in a 9-1 win over the LA Angels. Jose Altuve, Yordan Alvarez continues his hot start. Yuli Gurriel, Kyle Tucker, and Chaz McCormick all went deep as Houston took two of three in that series with the Halos. They're now three games over 500. Rangers were off. They're going to be in Houston tonight to open up a four-game Lone Star series with the Astros, the first meeting of the year between the two Texas squads.
This segment brought to you by UBO Business Services. Great people, great service, endless possibilities. That's UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com.
You people are something. And no, I didn't tear up at this Brokeback Mountain scene, the tent scene. No, I don't tear up. No. Brokeback Mountain is not a movie that if I see
I think
it on
you
TV.
You teared up when he said, I can't quit you.
No. I'm talking about movies that if you see they're on, you will go back and start watching it on TV, no matter what part it is. Those are movies, and the ones that will make you tear up a little bit, yes. No, in Brokeback Mountain, I did not cry. Guaranteed.
I can't believe you haven't seen the whole thing of Steel Magnolias.
I have not seen the whole thing from the beginning to the end. No, never have.
The wedding and the dog. And
got them all down, don't you? The dog. No, I did not see it. I haven't seen the whole thing.
Great characters in that.
I've only seen when they were in the kitchen and running around the wedding and doing their hair and all that other stuff. That's about it.
Okay. We'll take you. We're taking your top all-time chick flicks that you will admit to liking a lot.
Terms of Endearment is absolutely.
Terms of Endearment's a good one.
Yes.
That's 80s, right?
No, I think it's later than that.
Isn't it? I got to look that up. 83.
Let me look at my text line. Craig Way is now texting me by now. Which one of these movies?
Terms of Endearment. Okay, so we've got that. Let's dive into our Coach's Corner. It's brought to you by Audiovisual Consultations, avconsultations.com. Buddy Tom McKay and his crew. Buck, you'll be watching Bridget Jones' Diary this weekend on his big 75-inch
That would
television.
Be awesome.
Have you watched it on the big 75-incher from Audiovisual Consultations, mm-hmm. or have you not?
I have not. I mean, it's been a long time. I'm just saying. I do have that.
That's Renee Zellweger.
Yes, it is.
Who is in the notebook, who is the female lead? I can't remember.
Rachel McAdams.
Yes.
She does a fine job.
Yes, the redhead, yes.
Speaking of cheaters.
Really?
Well, that's how that movie went, I thought. She was with Gosling, and then she took off. Parents took her, and then met the other dude who was going to marry him, and then went back to rekindle the whole deal with the notebook.
A lot of Steel Magnolias there.
Yeah, I like that one. Steel Magnolias has been mentioned again. And what was the affliction of Julia Roberts? I can't remember. It's like I can't remember.
I thought it was cancer. I thought she died of cancer now.
I think she was diabetic. She was diabetic. So yeah. And then she was told not to have kids. She had kids anyhow. The whole bit.
There you go.
Hey, so
now I'm going to go watch this. This is so bad.
No, I just ruined it for you.
No, get in my pajamas at 4:00. Dial her up and watch
her. Get some ice cream.
Hell yeah.
Maybe eat some lasagna.
Why not?
All right, here's some fun facts about the NFL schedule. It is out. Tom Brady and the defending champion Buccaneers will kick it off against the Cowboys. Tom Brady has the most starts, 4, and wins 3 in a kickoff game of any quarterback since the NFL started playing such games in 2002. This year they'll host the Cowboys. Is that a win for them against your Dallas Cowboys?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Dak Prescott just coming back. The Dallas Cowboys trying to get the run game going. And we'll just say this, the Dallas Cowboys secondary versus Tom Brady.
Ooh.
And those guys. No, that's not a good matchup.
I tend to agree.
It's not a good matchup
at all. That's a tough one. And as we said, you're predicting the Buccaneers to make a run at the perfect season.
I think they could. I think they're coming to this season to prove that that wasn't a fluke, that it's just not about Tom Brady. It's about what they can do defensively. That defense is they're a bunch of monsters on defense. I don't think there's a better defense in the league, even the Rams. I think this group is better. I think they're faster. And I think they'll be out to prove something this year.
You know, if their secondary is even better than it was a year ago, they think they've improved that.
Yes, they do.
Their linebacker core is the best in the league. Their front.
You say they're all back?
All back. I mean, Ndamukong Suh's back. Shaq Barrett is back. Jason Pierre-Paul is back.
Wow.
Vita Vea. I mean, they're excellent up front. And they're excellent at linebacker. And a guy like Vita Vea, who played for...
Remember how he was hurt towards the end of the season last year?
Sure, and when he came back, it changed their defense. It really did. When you had Vea and Sue, I mean, and that just keeps all those... I mean, you can't get to their linebackers now.
And they can get to you.
And those dudes run you down. Devin White, the kid out of LSU, is a star. Levante David's a star. I mean, they're really good. And Cowboys, that doesn't feel like a good matchup for them against the Buccaneers, and maybe not for anybody this year in that game. Also in week one, how about this? You know, we went through some of the headline games. The NFL did a great job of you just can't wait for week one because of that game. It'll get a lot of the headlines. But, man, Browns, Chiefs, Arrowhead, middle of the day on Sunday is an excellent football game. And how about this? The Chargers will play the Washington football team in week one. That's the first time, just the fourth time ever, that an offensive rookie of the year will face the defensive rookie of the year in a week one matchup. Justin Herbert and Chase Young of the Washington football team. That one's fun and a good game. I like that. We also have the Cowboys, right? And they're not going to have a perfect season. You think that's the Buccaneers. But they do have a schedule that's very favorable after that two-game home road trip to start it. They come back home for three straight, and we'll see. And we said this earlier, and I think it bears repeating in our coach's corner. If the Cowboys get off to a slow start and they were to lose those first two games at LA and at Tampa, then they come home for Philadelphia on a Monday night football game. If that game doesn't go well, you could start hearing Mike McCarthy has to go comment.
Or you said that's on Monday night football?
The Eagles game, yeah.
Yeah, well, by midnight Monday, they'll have a new coach. Dan Quinn, probably. You can't lose those first three. And you can't lose to Philly on Monday Night Football coming back off of two losses.
Well, and you would have to add to that what went on last year, right? I mean,
because it'll be about the coach then.
Yeah, because the coaching was so poor a year ago. They didn't seem prepared in games. They were behind all the time. They're turnover prone. They're, you know,
I'm still basing a lot of stuff on what does Dak look like? You know what I mean? And that's just me, the injury and all that stuff. What is Dak going to look like? He may be so damn good. You know what I'm saying? Coming back, that it just changes the whole atmosphere around Cowboys.
The leadership intangible part of that they lost.
It'll help the running game.
It will. And the offensive line being healthy will help everything, I think, if they can. But those are big ifs. You know, can you get everybody back? Lael Collins, Tyron Smith on the offensive line. Do they improve? Does Connor Williams improve at guard? Tyler Biadasz at center.
And is Zeke better? Is that dude better?
No, I think those are all fair questions because we know there are still holes on the defensive side of the ball for the Dallas Cowboys, even with the draft picks that they made. So Buccaneers, Chargers, and that Chargers game will not be – I mean, Justin Herbert, that team was 7-9 a year ago, but they blew so many games.
Yes, they did.
That were right there. That's why Anthony Lynn got fired in L.A., and they've brought in the new head coach. But Chargers at SoFi Stadium, that's an interesting game. It's kind of an early – swing game for the Cowboys. They can win that, go 1-1 in the first two, then come home for three in a row.
And they can win all three of those.
Yeah, they have an opportunity to get off to a good start. And as we said, the Cowboys, their road games are tougher than their home games. I mean, their home schedule is very favorable at AT&T Stadium. When you're hosting, you're playing your division teams, you know that. But then Carolina at home, the Denver Broncos, the Atlanta Falcons, those are your home, and then the Arizona Cardinals. Mm-hmm. Those are the teams that come to your building. Arizona is the toughest of those teams, I think. But, you know, Carolina, Atlanta, Denver, those are all bad teams a year ago. You should handle that. Then you've got Washington, Philadelphia, and New York, the Giants, in your home building. But the road game's much tougher for the Cowboys because they play at Tampa.
Yes.
We mentioned L.A. Chargers, at New England, at Minnesota, at Kansas City, at New Orleans. You know, so it's fair to say, and then at Philadelphia to wrap up the regular season as far as a divisional game, it's one of those things that, you know, you got to win your home games. The Cowboys have to win at AT&T Stadium.
11-6.
Ooh, 11-6.
Is that good or bad?
Well, that's playoffs. Playoffs. Might win the division there at 11-6.
Okay.
Remember, 17 games. 17 games.
I know.
Is that bad?
It's not good.
It's good. It's all right. 11 wins, right, for the Cowboys?
That would be a huge step forward.
Yeah.
I would say. But we'll see. Vegas. I didn't mention the Vegas Raiders. I play the Vegas Raiders as well on Thanksgiving in the middle game of that triple header.
Before we go, who is it all about for the Dallas Cowboys? Is it all about offensive line? Is it all about the quarterback? Or is it all about Zeke getting it together? I know it all kind of meshes together, but the most important out of that, it's got to be Dak, right?
I think the key figure for me for the Dallas Cowboys this season, if you wanted me to pick one, is Dan Quinn. I mean, the defense has to be better. The defense has to improve, or they're not going to be good.
Now, even if they are 40-burger.
Because I trust that the offense will be better. I think the offense will be healthier. I think they'll be, you know, full offseason. I think Dak's going to be fine as far as his health. I think Zeke gets, you know, I don't worry about the offense. For the Cowboys and their ceiling, it's about Dan Quinn and improving the defense. Because the defense was the worst in franchise history last year by points allowed and yards allowed. If that doesn't improve, nothing else matters. You won't be a playoff team.
Okay.
You can't outscore everybody in the National Football League. You said it. Why did Tampa win the Super Bowl? Yeah, they have Tom Brady, but their defense is the best. When the Chiefs won the Super Bowl 2 years ago, their defense was outstanding with Pat Mahomes, right? I mean, the 49ers, excellent on – you got to play defense in this league still, even though it's an offensive league. And the Cowboys didn't play any last year. So that would be my guy, Dan Quinn. What does he bring to the table?
All right.
We come back, more of this, Buck Ons and Buck Offs, NFL schedule, highlights of it. Also, final week of the NBA's regular season. We'll preview the Lone Star Series. Astros-Rangers this weekend for four down at Minute Maid Park. That'll be fun. We'll preview some baseball. Get to it all. Plus, Isaiah Collier leads us through the hot or not topics of a national Top Gun Day. Top Gun. We're taking your all-time chick flicks as well. It's B&E on the Horn.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Buck Ons and Buck Offs on a Thursday. B&E with you. Enjoy today and tomorrow because no rain in the forecast. But after that, rain in the forecast starting Saturday every day for the following seven days.
Yeah.
Like 90%, 90%, 50, 60, 70. Just cloudy today and tomorrow, it looks like. A little cooler than normal as well. So enjoy that. Then here comes the rain, Mr. Farmer's Almanac.
Yeah, it's coming.
We're parsing through and discussing the NFL schedule. It was released last night, which leads to a lot of interesting conversations about what's to come in the football season 2021. I will also say that it's National Top Gun Day, celebrating the great film 1986 Top Gun, and it's also World Cocktail Day.
Yeah.
Like having cocktails, but if we combine Top Gun and Cocktail, that's two classic Tom Cruise films.
By the way, Tom Cruise is one of the 10 best actors ever to act.
So what's your favorite Top Gun? What's the best Top Gun and best Tom Cruise film? And I'm looking at Rotten Tomatoes right now, a ranking of the best Tom Cruise movies since he starred in both Top Gun and Cocktail with the lovely and talented Elizabeth Shue. That was a big crush of mine back in the day. But the
When he was married to Nicole Kidman, I did like that Far, Far Away.
Didn't see it.
When he was...
Because Rotten Tomatoes has the three Mission Impossibles that he made as the 1, 2, and 3, ranked by fans.
Well, they're all pretty good.
I've never seen any of them.
What?
Yes. I've never seen Mission Impossible Fallout. I've never seen Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol or Rogue Nation.
Yeah, the one Show Me the Money, I mean, Renee Zellweger, that's good. But there are a bunch of them, I mean...
Yeah, I can't believe I've never seen them, but they rank highly on Rotten Tomatoes. But my favorite Tom Cruise movie easily is Risky Business.
Sure.
Risky Business back in the 80s when Tom Cruise was really cool back in the 80s, right? Cocktail.
Yeah, Risky Business. Like he's going over and above now.
He's an action star.
Yeah, when he starts playing Jack Reacher, now he's taking off his shirt at this age. I'm like, dude, keep your shirt on, and it's okay to run because if you're not running, I don't think it's a Tom Cruise movie. But Tom Cruise with his shirt off at 50 or whatever it is, that's the part where they need to stop doing that. You know what I mean?
He's kept himself in pretty good shape.
He has. I
mean, he's gone the Tom Brady route.
Yeah, he's had some work done that you really don't notice. So he's paying top-level people to keep him looking
58,
good.
58, Thomas.
Yeah.
All right, so Mission Impossible. But I'm going Risky Business, A Few Good Men.
Of course, yes.
A Few Good Men has to be up high for me. And how about, remember The Color of Money with Paul Newman in the
80s? That was awesome. What I'm saying. He's a top 10 actor. If you haven't seen American Made, you have to see that with Tom Cruise. That's good stuff.
He's the pilot.
He's great in that.
Okay.
And Rain Man, if you don't think Rain Man's good, that's another guy. I mean, he's made a lot of great movies. He's made some ones that
Jerry
you look
Maguire
at and go,
was good, 96. Eh. He was great in Tropic Thunder as well. Great role there. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So it says Collateral with Jamie Foxx. That is good. That's good.
It is.
Collateral's a good film. I think that's a top tenner for him.
Even a movie that he did that people think is garbage, War of the Worlds.
Ooh, I didn't see that.
Zay, you're shaking your head on that one. That was just too far out.
We're reaching now.
Are we?
We're reaching a little bit.
All right.
What's your favorite, Zay?
Probably Jerry Maguire.
Jerry Maguire. Yeah, that's good. Show me the money. But Collateral that he made with, he's a bad guy. He doesn't play a bad guy that often. He's terrible in that film. Isn't he like an assassin or something? I mean, and I kind of thought that was pretty good. But for me, Risky Business, that's my all-time favorite Tom Cruise film on this national.
All the Right Moves.
Where do you put Top Gun? Nah.
Mm.
Nah. Not in my top 10.
No, because I like in that movie, I like, what's her name in the movie?
Kelly McGillis?
Before she went kind of batty.
Batty?
Yeah, didn't she go kind of crazy or something?
I don't know if she went crazy. Don't know. He's made 4 Mission Impossibles, by the way. Tom Cruise.
I've seen 3. I've not seen the 4th yet.
Remember going way back to Tom Cruise, 1981, the movie Taps. Remember that? The military school. He was good in that.
There's only a couple. I've seen Last Samurai. I've watched that before.
The Outsiders, 1983, based on the great book.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, he was in that. Well, that thing was chucked. I mean, that was a Francis Ford Coppola film, and that was got everybody in it.
I did not watch Interview with a Vampire.
Ooh, me either.
No.
Me either. But that's Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt, way back. How about this one says Days of Thunder. Oh, yeah. Cold Trickle, baby. Yeah,
you like that one.
Well, that was just Top Gun on a race car track. It really was. You know, because you had Robert Duvall in that, too. So that really made the movie. Plus, isn't that where he met Nicole Kidman?
Yeah, I liked him in The Firm. There's another movie I like Tom Cruise in.
The John Grisham book, The
Firm. I think he did. So, I mean, he's a really... good actor.
You say top 10 all time? Is that what you said?
Yeah, easily.
Okay.
I mean, you look at, yeah, he's a top 10-er.
This has 6 Mission Impossible movies, just finished his 7th. Damn, I haven't seen any of them. What's wrong with me?
Got to check them out.
Uh-oh. I have seen Steel Magnolias, and you have not.
I have not seen Steel Magnolias, no, not all the way through.
This is our man, CB. I'll retweet this right now in honor of Tom Cruise that... He sent us Tom Cruise running, running in every movie.
I just don't get it. Is that a thing? When did that start? Because they've pushed the limits of him running. They really have. I mean, in every single dadgum movie.
Well,
they should show it once that he doesn't run in.
Well, Born on the 4th of July.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere in that one. Not at all. And that's another great movie.
Great movie. Great film. Okay, so we've got NFL schedule, we've got Tom Cruise, and also having some fun with the final week of the NBA's regular season.
I was asking Zay, the regular season and some of these teams that are going to slide into the playoffs, I was asking about the Atlanta Hawks. Have they resurrected themselves that they are a decent basketball team now? Zay, is it just the three-point shooter, or they got other ballers in there right now? Are they a play-in game team, or are they fourth place?
Oh, they're going to make it.
Wow.
Nate McMillan's done a really good job.
I always thought he was a good coach. When Nate McMillan was a player, and I was a big Rockets fan back in the day, he was so good with the Supersonics, man. That guy was awesome, but now he's a good coach. Is there a team that moves the needle less than the Atlanta Hawks in all sports?
I don't think there really is. I mean,
Have they done anything since Dominique Wilkins?
Spud Webb.
Yeah.
Since Spud.
I mean, you're going way back, man. You're like back when Tom Cruise was making... Man, that was a long time ago.
I know.
Spud Webb. But yeah, they've been pretty dreadful for a long time. But they were big. I mean, you know, when Neek was there, the human highlight film, that's what it was all about. But yeah, we'll see. They and the Knicks are back in. That's kind of cool to have the Hawks and Knicks. They could actually meet in the playoffs.
Yeah, you know who's going to be out? The Boston Celtics. They lost again. How about that?
Well, that's
going to
be.
They lost to the Cavaliers, and they've lost to. Who else have they lost to?
Jaylen Brown, their second leading scorer, got hurt. I mean, they're. They're trending, and as we said, Danny Ainge and Brad Stevens may get blown out of there.
Yes.
And there may be a wholesale change in Boston if they don't. Because, I mean, they're coming out of the bubble, and the Heat made their run last year, but it was felt like the Celtics, this was their opportunity.
Right.
Instead, the Sixers, Knicks have improved, but the Celtics, they have swooned.
The Nets, I mean, yeah.
Nets are now a favorite if they can get everybody healthy, for sure.
Yeah, nobody's trying to see the Celtics in the playoffs. With no Jaylen Brown, they're a quick sweep. And especially if they make it at the seventh seed, like, come on. Celtics versus Nets first round, that sounds awful.
Yeah, and they've lost three straight games, you know?
Yeah, it's almost like that. Then they've lost two to Miami. I mean, they've just kind of had
And one to the Cavs.
And the injury to Jaylen Brown really just was a gut punch to them. It's hard to replace 25 points a night. You don't just bring that back.
Oh, somebody was bringing us back with Atlanta. Did Joe Johnson play there?
Yeah, Joe Johnson, Josh Smith.
Yes.
They had a little run.
Seemed like a ways back there. You're right. But that's a team that nobody.
That does not move the needle, man. I'm just telling you.
There's a sports team. I would think it would be them. It's good to see them maybe getting back into the playoffs. Maybe. They are going to be in the playoffs.
I'll take that as a question for the audience. What is the, in all of the three, we'll leave hockey out because we're not a hockey town, but in baseball, basketball, football, which pro franchise has moved the needle less in the last 15 years? Is it Atlanta? They've got no storyline.
It was Cleveland for a long time.
Cleveland into LeBron.
No. Cleveland, your NFL Cleveland, the Browns for a while.
Oh.
It was that group.
They almost moved the needle because they were so bad, and they would fire coaches
You don't get to move the needle like when you're so bad.
Well, I mean, good news, bad news. You know, they were in the news because they were so dreadful. Like, Atlanta's just milk toast. It's like, what are they? The Atlanta Hawks. I don't know.
They'll get beat down, too.
Somebody says A Few Good Men with Tom Cruise is a top five all-time movie. You on board with that?
Close.
God, that's one of those, if it's on, you're watching it. I mean, that's if it's on, you're not flipping when you got Jack Nicholson and you've got Tom Cruise and you've got, what's her name?
Yeah, and it was just about Demi Moore. It was about a month ago that I watched that entire thing again, man, and that was just great acting in that.
It is, right? Once you get it going,
gosh, you're right.
It's such a good film, and Tom Cruise does an excellent job, obviously, in that. So
someone says Detroit, any team in Detroit.
Any team in Detroit? Well, the Tigers have been in the World Series. They had Justin Verlander. The Pistons, yeah, the Pistons since the Bad Boys broke up have been pretty irrelevant.
Right.
And then, they had the run with...
Then the Lions. Yeah, that's bad. That's it. That's probably Detroit is probably it.
Well, okay, so even the Detroit Lions is an interesting one, but they had, like, Hall of Fame players, right? Megatron, even when they I don't even know any of the players in Atlanta in the last 15 years. Who plays on that team?
You're right.
Trae Young is there now. I get that because I saw him in Oklahoma. But
who else plays for their team now, Zay, besides Trae Young? I mean, seriously, who's on that basketball team? We only know Trae Young. Shoots a lot of threes.
Y'all's guy, Lemon Pepper Lou.
Oh, Sweet Lou Williams.
Sweet Lou Williams is there.
Yeah, the strip club wings.
He's not a six man. He plays.
No, he's six man.
Or he is still?
Yeah, he'll always be a six man.
Okay, who's the other four? Who are the other stars?
Somebody said Sacramento Kings. That's probably pretty good. Sacramento Kings, since the Chris Webber days, have been very, very irrelevant.
No, but since that dude my mom used to love to play.
I would also add to that, though, Atlanta's a big city. Like, Sacramento's, you know, cowtown. It's kind of a forgettable town. Atlanta's a big market. I mean, it's got the Superstation. It's got the Braves. Falcons have been in the Super Bowl. Georgia Bulldogs. And then there's just the Hawks.
Who's the pretty brother that used to play for Sacramento?
Reggie Theus?
My mother was like in love. I'm like, God, Mom.
Reggie Theus?
He's a basketball player. He goes, she would look at that guy in his shorts.
It was a mess today.
Reggie Theus. She thought he was a pretty dude. I mean, like.
Did he have
like
a perm at one point? Like the.
Oh, no, his hair. The
soul glow going?
Oh, no, he was.
He had the soul glow.
Reggie Theus was the green-eyed guy, right?
Okay.
And my mom would not. She goes, oh, he's so pretty. I'm like, oh, come on, Mom.
Reggie Theus walked so Rick Fox could run.
Yeah.
Okay. We come back. We will hit the hot or not topics, the things we've missed. We missed a lot halfway through the show because we were talking about chick flicks and Cruise films and Top Gun and NFL schedule. It's that kind of Thursday. It's B&E with you. Isaiah Collier walks us through hot or not next.
What's hot? And what's not?
This segment brought to you by Altstadt Beers, brewed right here in the heart of the Hill Country. Check out their state-of-the-art brewery, tap room, and restaurant next time you're in Fredericksburg. Altstadt Beers, no impurities, no regrets.
All right, are you ready for prime time here on Hot or Not? 10 teams in the NFL, Buck, received 5 primetime games in the 2021 schedule. Packers, that's going to hurt if Green Bay trades Aaron Rodgers. Packers, Saints, still without Drew Brees, but still a primetime draw. Cowboys, the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes, of course.
Seattle, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, LA Rams, 49ers, Chiefs, and Bucks.
Did you say Cleveland at all?
No. Right. I think Cleveland has any.
Well, the opener should be. Cleveland and Chiefs.
So the Cowboys have 5 primetime games plus the Thanksgiving Day game, which is almost a primetime that everybody watches.
So they're worth $5 billion.
So that's 6. Bears, Vikings, Raiders, Colts, Bills, 4 primetime. Giants, Patriots, Chargers, Titans, Browns, Cardinals, and Washington got 3.
Okay.
The teams with 1, because every team gets at least 1. That's the rule.
All right.
Jets, Lions, Jags, Bengals, Texans, Panthers, Broncos.
Big hello to people over at the folks over at Vic's Barbecue. Been a long time since I was in that place. It was when I was with Bob Cole. Vic's has really good barbecue, great chicken. And now I know why I feel stuffed this morning. A big old chicken sandwich, and then I had lasagna last night.
Oh, you went to Vic's? Where is Vic's?
Vic's is going towards the airport.
Okay.
You been to Vic's before, Zay?
No, I have not.
No, it's good barbecue. Good barbecue, good chicken sandwich, too. Love that. Good stuff.
There you go. Zay, Isaiah Collier is our producer. He walks us through the big topics we've missed. TM, Zay, what you got?
Good looking out, E. All right, this is my type of party. The Vegas Raiders have teamed up with the Wynn for a little Vegas little duo there, and they are bringing in a club-type venue to their north end zone where it will be completely spread out and have a little, basically a little club to where there will be 42 TVs, and if you get tickets, you're going to have to dress up. They're going to be exclusive bottle popping. Yeah, bottle popping.
Strippers? Go ahead and say it.
I don't know about strippers. I'm sure strippers will be invited.
Maybe like go-go dancers.
Yeah.
Like showgirls.
Strippers?
Well, they won't be stripping, but they'll probably be scantily clad.
Okay. Strippers?
It is okay. Vegas, after all.
That's true.
They have go-go dancers in the airport.
Yeah.
Slot machines and showgirls.
Yeah, what did Tiger Woods' mistress do? Wasn't she a host?
A what?
A host.
Host.
Yeah, they'll have plenty of those going around.
Okay.
And I'll just ask you, fellas, would y'all go to this type of event?
You mean, is it like an
every week? It's a game.
It's a game, right?
It's a game. Once the game's being played, I don't know who Vegas Raiders opens up with at their home site, but every time there's a home game.
I don't want to look at the TVs. I want to look at the feel. I want to turn around. I want to see the feel. I don't know if I want to watch a bunch of TVs in a new stadium like that. I probably want to see the feel.
Yeah, if I'm going to a football game, I want to watch the football game.
Yeah, now, I do.
I mean, I will admit to being spoiled and having seen plenty of Texas games in the Bud Light suite, but that's different. There's not a party going on.
Now, do they have like...
If shrimp and everything,
If like the horse racing channel is on there and I can bet inside of there,
yeah.
Forget the game.
Oh, that's coming, where you can bet... in game.
Oh, you can bet in game too, right? Yeah. That's right. I forgot about that. FanDuel and everybody has jumped on that.
The NFL app now has it.
That's right.
But no, I'm. You know, by the way, I have never ever been to an event where there was bottle service in my 48 years of living.
Like bottles come to you instead of the cans.
Have you ever been to bottle service?
I have not.
Me neither. You know, when they just bring the big old bottle service, and you know, someone cuts the check at the end, and
ooh, no,
throws the card down.
Sparklers. The fireworks, sparklers.
The whole works?
Yeah, I don't know. Y'all might be too old for that, but that's a thing now.
Sparklers?
Oh, I'm going to say definitely too old.
Well, I'm sure.
Because that
I'm
sounds like more than $150.
Oh, yeah.
It's out of our range for sure.
Tax bracket, I think, at this point. Also, in Hot or Not, you guys see that the Ellen show is over. Ellen DeGeneres, it's over.
Oh, those people couldn't take it?
She was too mean.
Oh, Ellen was too mean.
Yeah, she's been doing it since 2000 and...
It's over?
Well, next year. Next year will be the last. They're not just cutting it off, but they just celebrated their 3,000th episode.
Maybe she can do a show with her twin, BK.
Yeah, maybe BK could replace her, and they wouldn't even notice. Would he be as mean as her in the toxic environment she creates?
No, not at all. She couldn't have been that mean. Softies.
Ooh, people quit.
Oh, she made
them
quit.
Slave driver there, Ellen. She you know, didn't she kind of replace Oprah? Now Oprah's gone. Now Ellen's gone. Who's next?
She'll show up somewhere.
Well, she'll still do stuff.
Yes.
All right. This says, guys, the new club in Vegas is on the field level near the end zone. So you're on the...
Like the Cowboys was when you walked through there,
Dallas
right?
has that. I like go watching a football game.
I do too.
Watching football.
Yep.
Going to a football game.
Absolutely.
In Vegas, you can go to the party afterwards. Parties everywhere. We'll be back. Hey, we're talking to Quan Cosby coming up. Lifetime Longhorn. He's going to be honored tomorrow at an NFL alumni charity event. We'll get you details on that. Talk some football with Quan. Catch up with QC. It's coming up next. B&E live, local, and digital. Streaming on your Horn app, on your smart speaker, and at hornfm.com.